BEX.com.
Herman Cain fighting to keep his lead in the race to snag the Republican nomination for president. Meanwhile, there are a lot of people that are fighting to get some heat and electricity in Connecticut, New Jersey, and parts of Massachusetts as well. Hey, everybody, that's where we're at here across this great nation on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up on this hour of the show, we can count. Oh, yes, we can. And it is about the numbers, after all, isn't it? Part of We Can Count includes how much severance did the woman who said she was sexually harassed get when she left the company that Herman Cain was running, the company that was basically a lobbying group for the restaurant organizations across the country, or at least many of them anyway, fell under that umbrella. So we'll talk about that as part of We Can Count. But in the meantime, big story is about some of the other people running as well. Ron Paul enjoys a lot of the support of the people who listen to this show. We did our own straw poll for 3 weeks. Cain did come out on top narrowly by just a couple of votes. Ron Paul came in second. Ron Paul, for a long time, has talked about the horrendous monetary situation that we're in. And one of my favorite things that he does is beat up on Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, who I don't think is the man of the year as he was named a couple of years ago. The honor from Time magazine I thought was ridiculous. And he thinks he's wrecked the economy. And you know what? I agree with Ron Paul, and he said this for a long time. The Federal Reserve needs an audit, and there's a big problem with this. Meantime, Newt Gingrich is still hanging on, too, and he's gotten a bump in a few of the polls, especially one of the recent Fox polls. He thinks it's pretty simple. We need to rebuild this country, folks. Take a listen to what both had to say at a GOP forum.
We've wrecked the economy. We have young people graduating from college with $1 trillion worth of debt, and there are no jobs. So there's a young population sitting there begging and pleading for jobs. He was resigning. But he's going to throw in the towel and say, I am very sorry, Keynesian economics and price controls of money absolutely doesn't work, and everything we've done in the last 4 years really hasn't solved our problem.
There's no reason we can't rebuild America at a remarkable speed. We've done it before, you know, but we have to have a totally new attitude in Washington. If you have the best trained workforce in the world with the most modern equipment in the world, wages go up because your productivity goes up.
Yeah, it's the fact that we are a nation of takers and not makers, and I think that's really one of the biggest problems. And Newt Gingrich is interesting. I think Newt is, he's written a couple of really good books, and I think Newt, as a speaker or when he's commentating on what's happening politically, is so dead on. I mean, I think even some Democrats would admit to that. Democrats and staunch Republicans would like a lot of what Newt says. The problem with Newt is he's just not electable. In that conversation, when you like somebody and when you think they have the right ideals versus are they electable, Newt just never had the right timing. I think he's wanted to be president for a long time and enjoyed being the Speaker of the House when he was in, but then, of course, had to deal with his own scandals. He has not timed this right. I really think now it comes down to, unless he gets knocked out of it, Herman Cain and Mitt Romney, because think about it, once we swing into the caucuses and the primaries, before you know it, it's like all of our lives, poof, it's gone. So we'll be talking June. We'll be sitting here talking about, do you believe it? Look, we're getting close to the convention in Tampa, and, geez, there's no doubt that they're cutting a deal, and certainly it's looking like it's absolutely going to be whoever. And Herman Cain knows that he's found an edge here, but it's a question of will what happened at this former company take him out of it, or slowly, and because I think it would be a gradual process, slowly he would start to kind of go down in the opposite direction in a lot of those polls. it hasn't happened yet. He had his biggest fundraising day on the heels of all these headlines and all this chatter about what happened and is he a harasser and what are the details and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Speaking of details, you might have missed this one, and it's pretty big. We've talked about, you know, with the fact that you've got certainly Ron Paul mentioning the fact that the reserve needs to go, and so does Ben Bernanke and all of that. We see that thanks to our monetary system and the lack of paying attention to what's happening, and now with this Greek rescue vote, the Dow just tumbled again. So this is because investors were completely blindsided by this surprise call for a referendum on the bailout plan. Now it's casting a lot of doubt on the sustainability of the rallies that we've seen on Wall Street. And you can't ignore what's happening there because many of you have your hopes tied up in Wall Street because you may have a job where you've got a pension, where you have a 401k and they're contributing partially to the 401k. So as much as you are investing in some gold a little bit and some silver, which is smart, you still have that money that's been there to be there at the end of the road for you, but I wonder how much is going to be there. So first we see that October ends on a good note and the stocks rebound for the best month in 20 years, which is incredible. And a lot of that was on this deal to rescue Greece. And now it's going in the opposite direction. Analysts are saying if Greek voters reject an unpopular bailout in a vote that's being proposed by the Greek premier, Papandreou, it would probably result in a hard default by Greece. So now there would be bigger losses for banks, worse. And the threat would substantially raise even higher. So Europe, same thing. Everything slumped. Banks were hit. Morgan Stanley fell hard. 8%. And like I said, we're tied to Greece. It's not just about vacationing there. Oh, someday I want to go to Crete. You'll never go to Crete. You'll never go to the Greek islands the way things are headed now because it's only going to be misery and protesters and problems. Frankly, and it's been that way now for almost 2 years. And because they're going to take this vote, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. I think it's going to be tough to pull this back around. It's worth mentioning. It's something that is probably being talked in a way in your backyard because it, again, depends on if you have something tied up in the market. That's where it makes a big, big difference. And coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, speaking of money, part of what we're going to talk about next in our own version of We Can Count is the heart palpitations that the Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, is having. And why do you think that is? Think about the axe falling. If the super committee doesn't reach an agreement, it will specifically nail the military, and I'll tell you why next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Topping weekend counts. Ready for this? Leon Panetta not happy. Of course he's not. And why? Because he's really trying to open a lot of eyes when he says that he expects about half of the $450 billion-plus in defense cuts that are there on the table for the next 10 years are going to come from the weapons program. Panetta says he's very, very concerned about the prospect of maybe having to get out an electric razor the size of Idaho to cut defense spending by $600 billion more if the Congressional Super Committee doesn't come up with his agreement on the $1.2 trillion in deficit reductions, which, flip a coin. What do you think will happen here? I think there's a better chance that Herman Cain won't have any of the sexual harassment stuff stick to him and has a real shot at getting the Republican nod versus this trigger to go into effect and Panetta being stuck on the hook for $600 billion. I think that's going to happen, and he's going to have to figure out a way to deal with it. He says it's going to have a devastating effect on the military. Where is he coming up with it? It's like you got this $450 billion in cuts already agreed to, and then you got to take more of it? And the one thing that they're saying is probably 50% comes out of modernization. So that means upgrades. You know who that affects? People who contract with the military. Yes. Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop. Yeah, they got to be nervous. Living large one day and stuck the next. That's what it's like because the defense contractors live and die on those bids and winning those bids. For example, one of the things is they're probably going to scrap plans to buy the F-35 fighter jets because of the costs. I can't see it. They'll have to probably ditch that. So you review it and you think of all the training. Probably there's going to be a delay there. Why do the flight testing if that's not even going to be possible? And the F-35 has been scrutinized every which way that you can imagine, because guess what? It's the largest weapons program we already have. It's the largest one we have. And they've already seen costs that go through the roof in the last 10 years. So it is right there with a bullseye to be taken out. $1 trillion in defense spending cuts over the next 10 years. Ooh, how much will the military be weakened? I mean, even if you say, like I say, do we need to be on all these sands in the Middle East, standing there, trying to go through these villages, praying the snipers don't pick off the people who are serving so heroically day in and day out, sitting there still as sitting ducks in some cases because of the way the cars that they're in, the tanks really that they're in, aren't fully protected, not all of them, for these IEDs. I mean, come on. And now to take another hit? So even with a pullback, you have to be able to be up to par, because guess what? What happens when you have to use, what if we have to use it? What if we have to use it here in this country? Then what? Sorry. We don't have the good stuff anymore. We had years of overspending. We had years of the best stuff. And now when we need it most, we don't have it. We don't have it. So sorry about that. This is very troubling when we talk about the economy, and this fits right into We Can Count. Because of the cost of gas, the police patrols have been cut back in North Carolina, the town there. And I know there are some police officers that listen to the show, because you've sent me notes, and you have had your own problems in many of the cities and towns where you work. But because of the suspension to some 911 responses and investigations of misdemeanor crimes, that they're having to suspend those because of the threat of how high the gas is. The police chief wants the town council in Smithville, North Carolina, to basically set aside $30,000 in available money toward gassing up the fleet, because they've had to cut the patrols. And so this is the thing. They've had a bunch of crimes that could have been prevented if they had the normal patrols. That's disheartening if you live in that town. But we've heard this from other people in other places, the same thing, where they've had to cut the amount of cops that were working on all kinds of areas, so they're doing with less. And unfortunately, when you do with less, that also leaves the door open, kicks it open wide to somebody getting in there and being able to do whatever it is they're going to do, whether it's armed robbery or some other kind of crime, because they know there's not as many eyes on them. Well, the eyes of this country were on Bank of America. And why? Because people were furious over plans to charge a $5 monthly fee for debit card use. So everybody uses their debit card. Who doesn't use a debit card? Come on. What are you walking around like Tony Soprano with wads of cash in your pocket with the old clip, and just take out the clip and start counting out the money? I don't think so. Even if you carry some money, which you should have a little, you definitely are a debit card user, most of you listening to this show. So you would have had to pay an additional $5 a month to add that up. It adds up. And so many people were upset. They took their money out of Bank of America and threatened to take it out. So they've had a change of heart. They care about their customer, they say, customers, and they are not going to do that. And they don't see it in the foreseeable future. So they're going to continue to do, they're going to continue to do what they can to help the customer. In other words, they didn't realize the reaction that they would get by announcing they were going to start charging people, so people started to pull out as fast as they could. I mean, already banks have all kinds of tricky ways where they get you. Monthly charges to make up for whatever reason. You have to have minimum this, something else, maintaining your account. It'll show up if you go in and you check your stuff online. I mean, it's ridiculous already. And then they were going to stick the $5 fee, and now they're not going to stick it. I wonder if it saved some of the customers, because what's now happened is there's been this backlash, and it's pretty much this Saturday, as Tomas in Michigan posted on my Facebook page. There's there's basically a bank out, I'm going to call it, like a whiteout that they have in sports, meaning just take your money out of the bank and go to the credit union, go to the local solvent bank, and forget about these big banks that don't care about us. They won't lend the money. They got money in the bailout even if they didn't need it. And as always, the taxpayer is stuck holding the bag. Speaking of holding the bag, in South Carolina, a 10-year-old pulled out a handgun on a woman who joked that she'd steal his Halloween candy. Whoa. Yeah. She said she was scared to death Monday night when some kids came to the door and she was just joking around. And he said no and pointed the handgun at her. He didn't realize that she was just kidding. Apparently the gun wasn't loaded, but he had a clip of ammunition with him. He was taken to the police station, turned over to his parents. The brother who was with him also had a gun, and both weapons were taken away. They say they got them from their grandfather without his permission.
Can I put a gun rack on my bike?
Yeah, what's next? Trick or treat, you're not taking my candy. Oh, I probably would have had a heart attack on the spot. Are you kidding me? If the wolf didn't get them first, the wolf being my golden retriever, Mahalo. Wow. All right, Severance, I said I would mention this. It fits into a We Can Count. So Kane's accuser got $35,000. That was a year's salary from the National Restaurant Association because she accused him of making her uncomfortable working there. What does that mean? I don't know. Just making her uncomfortable. So she was one of two women who had accusations of sexual harassment by Kane that led to paid severance while he was the chief of the National Restaurant Association from 96 to 99. This all came out when his campaign was really, when he was really surging in the polls. So a lawyer for one woman called the Restaurant Association to release her from the confidentiality agreement signed as part of her settlement, seeing if she could publicly dispute Kane's account of what happened. The lawyer did say that she says he's lying, that I never harassed anyone, that those claims have no merit, are simply untrue. Wonder if they're going to let her speak on that. This could be carried all the way through next weekend. Hang with us.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Kate Delaney hanging with all of you. Boy, we got a good fair or foul coming up. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on Herman Cain or any of the stuff that we've been jawing about here, of course you're welcome, right? This is the Overnight Highway. This is Friendlyville, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Speaking of a town ending with a ville in the end, Amityville. I don't get it. I just don't think the Amityville horror stuff was scary. I went back and looked at it the other day in honor of Halloween, and it was dopey to me. It was, I don't know, it wasn't scary. Not scary. Scary, to me, has to have suspense. They really have to sell that suspense. And the slashing stuff, like, you know, Halloween 18, Chainsaw Massacres. I mean, the obvious stuff, that's not scary. That's not good horror to me. It's when they weave it in. Like, now they have a show called Fringe that's pretty good, that's on the tube, and that's got a lot of good suspense in it and some of the freaky horror things, but it's the way they lay it out. It's better than half of these crazy flicks that come out. How did I go in that direction? But like I said, we're going to do a fair or foul in a second, and part of that will include how many times Casey Anthony, this almost could have been in, you know, we can count, how many times Casey Anthony took the fifth. You're going to be stunned to learn that. And who is going to host the correspondence dinner at the White House? It's always tricky because the comedians over the years, and it's all kinds of different people. Don Imus did it 1 year and upset a lot of people. Wanda Sykes did it, and I think the Obama's, I think they loved her. I think she was fine for them, but she offended a bunch of other people and took some heat for that. It is a tricky audience, but a comedian can't play it safe. Can't play it safe, so I'll tell you who that's going to be. First, though, let's go across the border to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, you know what? I honestly think that Citizen Kane, they're attacking poor old Citizen Kane, Herman Kane. I think he would make a good vice. A Romney Kane ticket would be pretty good, wouldn't it?
But I don't know that Kane would want to be on the ticket if you're thinking it's that way, or Romney would want to be underneath him. So that's the problem. Would it be a good ticket? It would satisfy a lot of people, absolutely. But I don't know that those two men would do that.
Yeah, their egos are too big. They both huge. They both want to be president, I guess.
That's
the problem. Yeah, and also, Kate, you know, there's a big argument right now about In God We Trust. Have you been following that?
Oh, yeah, we just played
some
sound.
About that. I can't get you. I've got to buy satellite radio. I can't get your program anymore. So I don't know what the heck. So if I sound like a complete idiot, it's because I don't know what the heck's going on.
That's okay.
I thought the official motto of the United States of America was E Pluribus Unum. Have you ever heard that expression?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, that means out of many one, doesn't it?
Yes.
Of many came one?
Yes, something like that,
Out of many comes one. I thought that was your official motto.
Out of the sum. Yeah, but In God We Trust was also something, remember, that was put on the bills. And it's a saying that's been around for a while, yes. And so
the House or the Senate that wants to pass that resolution?
Congress.
Is it the House? It's both.
Yeah, it's the House.
It's the House that wants to. I don't know. Why would that be controversial? I mean, if when you stop and think about it, if there's no God in the universe, then that means that us human beings are the highest form of life in the known universe, and that is pretty scary. And another thing, I think anybody who's opposed to that In God We Trust, they should just stop and remember, we need God. Even if God doesn't exist, we still need to believe in a God because that keeps us humble. You know, if we're the highest form of universe, us human beings are going to get pretty cocky, right?
I'm right there with you. I agree. I don't understand why waste the breath. Why do they have to even have a resolution in the House? Why do they even have to vote on it? It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Absolutely. Al, by the way, you can stream us. Go to americatonight.net. If for some reason you can't get it, go that way. It's easy to get that way.
And one quick comment about the we're 7 billion, roughly 7 billion with a B. People on the planet right now, eh?
That's right.
And you know, I honestly think that the United States and Canada should toughen up our immigration laws because there is absolutely no incentive for countries in Central, South America, Asia, and Africa to practice any family planning because their philosophy is if we can have 9, 10 kids and we can ship them all to North America and Europe. I think if Europe and North America tighten up our immigration laws, I think that would force these countries to practice family planning, wouldn't it?
Well, you have a point there. You could talk about the anchor babies. I just saw another story on that. Of course, this has been around for a while, but even the taking the anchor babies a step further, it's upsetting a lot of people, particularly in California. You have wealthy Chinese families who the woman is coming over, and then sometimes the man will join her. They give birth in the United States. They're set up in a house with a whole bunch of other women, a whole bunch of other people, and they have everything there for them. They file the paperwork, and their baby is an American. So then they go back to China. They can have 3 or 4 kids if they want, and then all those kids are Americans. They can come back, go to college, the whole shooting gallery, the whole thing. That's ridiculous. I mean, now they're paying in cash, cold cash, when they have the babies delivered. So they pay the cash. They got the money. They have serious money. They go shopping, drop some money there, and hang out in the United States for 3, 4, sometimes 5 months. But they get the certificate. So you have other people who are coming in illegally, and then you have wealthy people coming in because they're able to get around the whole 14th Amendment. So then they have the children, and there you go. Voila. And for the Chinese people, it's particularly interesting if they have money because of the one-child rule. You go to jail, you can get fines, all that kind of stuff if you have more than one child. So that's a way to get around it, but it's only for people who have serious money. Let's go to Dan in Texas.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Dan.
Darling, you're always in favor of a third party. I think we should start the pervert party and have Bill Clinton and Herman Cain run as president and vice president.
Yeah, baby.
The pervert party. Oh, that's funny.
Okay, and now to get on to this anchor baby thing. We're going to have to repeal that.
Yes.
Just do away with it because we're being saps. We're being treated like saps. And people are taking advantage of us right now.
Yes.
And as far as the borders go, I think a double fence all the way across. If we can send a man to the moon, we can damn sure build a fence across this damn border from one end to the other, double wall just like down in San Diego, build a moat on the other side and electrocute to the side that's on our American soil and say, okay, come across and we'll see how you look as crispy critters. And
you're
I'm
awful.
Sorry, I hate to be that cold, but that's the way it is. And as far as I'm concerned, you can kick every damn Muslim in the country out. I mean, these people do not have a religion of peace. It's a religion of war. It says so in their damn Quran. I've read the damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, the baby thing is very upsetting. I mean, really, the fact that, thanks, Dan, the fact that you have these women on all sides of it, whether they're dirt poor, sneaking over, or having to pay somebody to take them over, their life savings, but then they can drop the kids, get the anchor baby thing going in that direction, or the other way, where you're in an affluent neighborhood, in a huge mansion where there's a ton of other women that are pregnant going in and out, giving birth, hey, the hospital gets the money, they get the paperwork, and there you go, American citizens. American citizens. I mean, give me a break and all that. We are saps. He's right. And at some point, you have to say, yeah, you know what, enough is enough. Because then this goes back to the whole college thing, education, all the possibilities. And I heard somebody, it was actually on Brian Williams' new show. I mean, this story isn't a new story, but the reporter, her name was Kate Snow, did such a good job on it. And they actually got to talk to some people. And what was also interesting about this is they had somebody come on from some liberal group. I can't remember the name of the group, but the woman said, oh, I don't understand why there's a problems with this. I don't understand why there's this repeal, trying to repeal the 14th Amendment, because some of the people, or some of these babies, that baby could grow up to cure cancer. That's just an argument that does not wash with me. Let's let so many people come in, get the citizenship, come back, be able to use and abuse it, do whatever they want. Of course, there may be some smart people in that group that could do some great things, who knows? But that's not the way it works. What, we're pie in the skying it? And then there's others in the other direction who are taking advantage of the system because they're able to milk the system. So it goes two ways on this street. And it's not right. It shouldn't happen. So if it comes to a repeal, that really seriously has to be discussed. I mean, why do we have to pussyfoot around it? I think there should be serious discussion about that. It's not a nutty suggestion when you learn what's really happening. You know, I mean, come on. Something has to give. You know, that old expression. We've got nothing left because we're giving it all away. And we shouldn't give that citizenship away. Because to me, it's one of the most precious things we have. There are wonderful people that have come into this country. Most of us are, of course, children of immigrants who killed themselves, if you go way back in your family history, to get here, to stand in line, to go through what they had to go through. And there's nothing worse than a cutter. None of us like cutters. That's why we have so much road rage. Why should we allow it when it comes to babies and coming into the United States just to take advantage of that? Come on, there's just insanity.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup, an extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through. The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
I know the suspense is killing you. We've been talking about Herman Cain a lot, and we'll continue to do that. Really, throw in your 5 cents, 2 cents, quarters, dimes, nickels, whatever you have on Cain. Does it stick? Does it not stick? Is he like Teflon? Or is he falsely accused of things that happened a long time ago? And does he grab the nod? Or not. 800-259-5791. I don't want to keep you suspended when it comes to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You know who's going to be the comedian? It's going to be Jimmy Kimmel. I like Kimmel. I think some of the things on his show are pretty funny, pretty clever. But how will he play there? You never know. Do you know it's the 98th dinner that they've done? 98th. How about that? So, you know, the First Lady goes. It's a huge deal. There's all kinds of people that show up for this. And I think some of the cuts of the comedians are always pretty funny. But it's, you know, you take slams at the Democrats and the Republicans and whatever is hot and heavy in the news. So nothing seems to be out of bounds. And he's a little... he's edgy, but he's got this way of spinning his humor, too, where he's a little more, what's the word, as his own people would kind of say, a little more uptown, sophisticated, or whatever. And I think he'll be pretty good. So we'll probably be playing some clips of Jimmy K at some point after that here on America Tonight. And quickly, I wanted to mention this one, too, just because it was so darn funny. It made me laugh out loud. Almost. And it was also sad at the same time. Do you know Casey Anthony took the Fifth 60 times in a civil suit deposition? Uh-huh. No lie. I swear, Your Honor. 60 times, yes. In addition to that, her attorney, Charles Green, said that he would also invoke the Fifth Amendment on her behalf if questioning delved into the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. Now, she was acquitted of the murder in July in a criminal court, but now she's being sued in a civil court by a woman named Zenaida Gonzalez. Remember, that was one of the things she said when she was turning tails all over the place or saying whatever came to the top of her mind. She said that she had been kidnapped by, her daughter had been kidnapped by her nanny, and that's who this woman is. So the woman decided that she would go after her. She may have a leg to stand on that one. But how crazy. She's not going to say anything. 60 times. They thought they were going to get somewhere with her. Kenny in Alabama, you have the floor. Hello.
Hi, how's it going? I wanted to come on with a comment about the situation that just happened in Greece.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand why people are surprised. I'm surprised it took them this long to have this reaction. Because for the last year, the bankers have been saying, raise your taxes, take away your pensions, take away your benefits, take away the jobs. The people are upset. The government was going along with the bankers, but eventually they had to realize that they're going to have to finally go along with what the people who elected them want.
Yeah, I agree.
They kept pushing and kept pushing and kept pushing. When you push somebody far enough, eventually they're going to say, screw it. Excuse me, but...
No, you're right. Yeah. You don't have to apologize for that. You're right. I mean, we're seeing that with people in this country. People, like, I think the beast has been awakened, and I love it. It's a perfect time. I love doing this show because people are very passionate about what it means to be an American and what is happening around the country, how we've been duped and how we've just been asleep, just watching reality television. But now the reality television is what's happening in our lives thanks to Washington and where we're headed as a nation. So, yeah. And in Greece, because they're 5 steps worse in front of us as to what could, I hope, not happen, but what could happen here.
It probably won't be so bad to visit, by the way, because eventually if things collapse, well, the Greeks can go back to their own currency. Then it'll be a good tourism place again.
There you go.
Cheaper. I mean, that's really what the Greeks are angry about, is all the forced cuts and forced penalties.
Yes.
You know, from other economies.
And yeah, they're
right. I have a really strange theory about Herman Cain's situation.
What?
I think the accusations about sexual harassment were actually a deliberate plot from the Cain campaign. Because when those charges came out, Cain had support among, in the polls. But he didn't seem to have support among the big gun conservative people. Now he does.
Ooh, interesting. Like a reverse. That could happen.
Yeah,
because
it's probably a no-lose situation simply because, everybody has experienced reverse discrimination with sexual harassment.
Yeah.
I mean, look what happened. Bill Clinton, managed to be okay.
Right.
So it might be a gamble worth trying.
And maybe that's what happened. One of the people around him leaked that out there, which they leak stuff all the time. Not that far-fetched.
Yeah, somebody leaked it because they know these are under non-disclosure agreements.
Yeah, your theory, Kenny, isn't that far-fetched. That's very conniving of you. But I could see it, sure. Absolutely, they leak things to reporters on purpose. And it would be easy to plant that, and knowing that, and he's the one who knows, there might not be anything to touch him, really, so you could have that leak out, and then, like you say, grab support, because people are defending him.
Yeah, and I got that idea, actually, because when the search first broke on NPR, they interviewed the political reporter, and he kind of mentioned some details about, he couldn't go into complete details, but he kind of mentioned some details about what the women were suggesting, and from what I could tell from listening to it, I was like, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So even if they get away from non-disclosure agreement, it sounds like it probably won't be such a big deal.
Yeah. And then he gets, he becomes that. I like your analogy to Bill Clinton, because people thought Bill Clinton was authentic. If they think Bill Clinton was authentic, they definitely think Herman Cain was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he could go down that same path. Kenny, as always, you're a great caller. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. So let's move to interesting. His theory is interesting. What are the chances? Where did that story come from? Did it come from his own camp? And that has absolutely, like I said, happened many, many times in the past. Speaking of leaking things, boy, there were a lot of things that leaked in this Michael Jackson case, weren't there? All kinds of things. And now the closing arguments, the whole that the case is rested, it's all about the closing arguments and then the jury. So the jury gets to decide what they're going to, what the fate is of Conrad Murray. Is he complicit in the death of Michael Jackson or no? Here's what Judge Michael Pastor said at the point of both sides saying we've had enough.
Are there any additional witnesses or any additional evidence to be presented by the people, Mr. Walton?
No, Your Honor.
The people rest their case?
Yes, subject to receipt.
Thank you.
Of exhibits.
And subject to receipt of exhibits, Mr. Chernoff, are there any additional witnesses or evidence on behalf of the defense?
No, Judge.
And subject to receipt and evidence of exhibits, the defense rests its case?
Yes.
This is all going on at the L.A. County Courthouse. It's been a six-week trial. You have a lot of people that are outside of the court, and they're yelling all kinds of things at people that are going in and out, including there was a fan that somehow was in the courthouse yelling at the top of his lungs, murderer, murderer, at Murray as he walked down the hallway during a recess. So now, and he didn't take the stand. They were talking about the possibility that he might take the stand, and he did not take it. So does this end up being a smart move or a bad move? The lawyers now will wrap this up, and it'll all be about the jury. He's pled not guilty, and it would have been interesting if he had to tell jurors his version of what happened when Jackson died. It could have been pretty risky for the cross-examination, and I guess that's why they decided not to do it, that it wouldn't be worth it. What do you think? Is this jury going to nail him for this or not? You know, there's part of me that says, who cares? I'm tired of dealing with this. Except for that, I think in the case of Michael Jackson, and hey, he got what he wanted from this doctor no matter what, because he wanted somebody, he didn't care about the money. He wanted somebody that he could pay and could get what he wanted, and that was it, not be asked all these questions. So the prosecution is saying exactly that it was greed that led Murray to leave his medical practice and put his ethics completely aside to serve as Michael Jackson's private doctor. You know how much he was getting? $150,000 a month.
Worse! How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell!